Today on the Soda Pod, we run down our Atlantic Division predictions alongside Spoked Z and our good friend Alex Micheletti on episode 214 of the Soda Pod. Let's go. From the wild woods of Vancouver Island, welcome to the Soda Pod. Isha Drummond here alongside the State of Hoppy. And thank you for joining us wherever and whenever you are listening. Look, we're going to jump right into it alongside Riding Shotgun. I guess riding in the back seats are Spoked Z and our good friend Alex Micheletti. If you haven't already checked, check out Judd's Buds every Tuesday on the Soda Pod feed. Spoked Z, he's got his own show. He's got his own show where he talks about prospects and this, that, and the other. He's got creative control. So if you want to be entertained, if you want to learn about Wild and NHL prospects, hell, even the ones that are hiding in Nova Kuznets playing for a Division II KHL team, if they've got skill, and if Spoked Z thinks that they are excellent, in fact, excellent, they will be featured on the podcast, and it's a lot of fun. Very excited to have him part of the Soda Pod team. And every Friday, we have our MNCAA segment devoted to all Division I NCAA college hockey teams in the great state of hockey. Alex primarily reports on Mankato, but is a huge hockey and, well, college hockey fan as well. I mean, just look up his last name. It's in his blood. Before we dive into our Atlantic NHL division preview, I just want to remind you all to hit us up on Twitter and Facebook at The Soda Pod. You can leave a text or voicemail at 612-324-1684. And by the way, if you guys are leaving text or voicemail and it's not working, it's not getting through, or just something's wrong with the connection, let me know, because I don't call the number. We made a deal with Open Phone a while ago, and I've just kind of assumed it's still working. I got it on my phone. So if there are any problems, let us know. 612-324-1684. And of course, just hit us up on social media at The Soda Pod. The Hockey Podcast Network and The Soda Pod are proudly powered by DraftKings, the leader in daily fantasy sports. Use promo code for the remainder of this month. Use promo code TPPN for a wicked sign-up bonus and an unbelievable deal if you're a regular user. And I'm talking like crazy deals. Like, they got hockey ones where you put $5 down and you're getting $150 in free bets. Now, I know in Minnesota and in, well, most parts of Canada, especially where I'm from, sports betting isn't a thing. Sportsbook does not exist. It is still illegal. But DraftKings will not leave you hanging. They still have unbelievable daily fantasy games where you can still get in on all the action and win big. I mean, I play the UFC daily fantasies every Saturday, admittedly, and it's just so much fun. So go check them out, the DraftKings Sportsbook app or Daily Fantasy. And please, it's so important for our business right now, loyal Soda Pod listeners. TPPN, plug that shit in for unbelievable deals. Okay, I've rambled on enough. The boys are just sitting there looking at me. Let's dive into our Atlantic Division NHL previews here on episode 214 of the Soda Pod. Viewers, listeners, we are running down our season predictions, starting with the Atlantic Division here in the NHL. Hoppy, where should we start with this one?
Oh, Matt, what we're looking at right now is the cumulative projections across all five of us, that being the four of us here, as well as Judge Joey. And really where I want to start, and maybe Z, we'll go to you first. What are you looking at here and saying you guys are fucking morons, whoever it is that fucked up these rankings?
Well, I think Micheletti needs to zoom in a little bit more on his face. I don't know. I mean, this is about what I got. I could see any of these four, the top four, like, if you told me either one of them was in first or fourth, I'd be like, yeah, that I could see that. I worry about Florida in their goaltending. Obviously, they're stacked up front, but like, if Sergei Bobrovsky shits the bed, or it's just Sergei Bobrovsky, then you have to have Spencer Knight do his thing. And like, I love Spencer Knight. I think he's going to be a really fucking good goalie for a long, long, long time. But like, if you're hoping that Florida turns around and finally becomes a cup contender, you probably don't want to have a rookie goaltender like needing to do or need to play 30, 40, 50 games to get there. And I wonder what, you know, that workload would be like for him. Cause we've seen Bob. Bob's just, I don't know what his fucking deal is. He got his bag and he's just like, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a Russian goalie, not named Vasilevskiy.
Well, he works his fucking bag off. He works his bag off. Like everyone that like plays with him, they're like, he's the hardest working dude in the team. I'm like, well, then what the fuck is he doing? Like, it's just like, what is he
doing?
That's, I don't know. He just like can't fucking stop a puck. It's insane.
All right, fair enough. Well, you're definitely going to hammer down on me then once we show everyone's individual rankings. Micheletti, what do you have problems with here?
I put Florida in that second spot too, but if you take a look at this division, Vasilevskiy is the only for sure thing in that. I mean, you know, Florida's got issues. Boston has, you know, no Tuca for a while. Toronto's goalies aren't very good. No Carey Price for a while. Ottawa's got
Murray's incredible. How dare you?
But yeah, I would say the question mark would be that second spot. But Florida's got all the firepower in the world to challenge Tampa for that number one.
So no issues with the rest of this for you. Nothing that you'd argue with.
No, that this Atlanta, how I had it 1 through 8. That's exactly how I had it written up.
That works nice.
Yeah. I'm curious what happens with Tampa, dude.
Yep.
You know what I mean, like. I don't know. Like they lost
that entire third line. Yeah.
And that was like really their second line, you know, like they called it the third line just cause like Stammer and Killorn on the other one and Cirelli, but I mean, when they needed something to happen, that's the line they threw it in the ice. When they needed big matchups, that's who they met. Like, you know what? So I'm very curious to see what happens with that third line. And then now, even their fourth line, they bring in Corey Perry and you lose Tyler Johnson. Tyler Johnson isn't worth like what, $5 million a year, but Corey Perry, Pat Maroon and Pierre Edouard Belmar, like, we'll see how effective Pat Maroon is now.
They'll just be maniacs out there.
They literally might like finish the year.
What's the Rikers?
What? 7 million? I don't know. Dude, like they're gonna live there. Like Corey Perry literally tried to kill Spencer Knight because fucking Sam Bennett hit Vasilevskiy the other day in fucking preseason. Corey Perry is just like running around decapitating people, kneecapping people, and then he like got pushed into Spencer Knight, and then you can see him see at Spencer Knight and just be like, he like jumped on him and like tried to land on his head. And I was like, this dude's a fucking psychotic motherfucker. Like he's trying to kill a rookie in preseason.
And he was like that when he could score 40 too. So this guy's just, you said it, like a psychopath. Yeah.
No, but now that he scores 7, he does it even more.
All right, Nisha, what about you? Any concerns with what you're seeing here?
Well, I think everyone brings raises a good point in regards to Tampa. Like their team did change. An important part of their team did change in their, you know, quote unquote third line. Their bottom six was, you know, shuffled around a little bit. But I think where, you know, maybe Killorn and Stamkos didn't have to really, you know, floor it as far as just bringing it every single night like that third line did. Now, no disrespect to them, I'm not saying that they took any nights off. I'm just saying that now the pressure is going to be on them a little bit more and the responsibility for them to step it up. I think both of those players, if they can stay healthy, are more than capable to help pick up the slack, for lack of a better term. So Tampa, for me, it's Tampa, the Panthers, and Toronto who are kind of like any of them could get that first spot. And I think those are the ones that kind of could shuffle in the 1-2-3. Other than that, we'll get into my other gripe with this list. Hoppy is chuckling, and fans of the Soda Pod diehards and those who've listened to our season predictions last year, they know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and for anyone that's listening back when Isha inevitably posts these for filler content for the podcast, the rundown for the Atlantic, again, from our cumulative rankings, number one, Tampa Bay Lightning. Number two, Florida Panthers. Number three, Boston Bruins. Number four, Toronto Maple Leafs. And what maybe no one else noticed, because the numbers we used here aren't the greatest. Tied at number five are the Montreal Canadiens and the Ottawa Senators, literally an exact tie. And then seven, Detroit Red Wings, eight, Buffalo Sabres.
Another week of the NFL season means another shot to win big at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. New customers can bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. The last 0-0 tie in the NFL was in 1943, so I'd say this is a no-brainer. If Sportsbook isn't available in your state yet, DraftKings won't leave you empty-handed. Everyone can play for huge cash prizes all season long with DraftKings Daily Fantasy Sports Contests. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code THPN. Throw down $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That's promo code THPN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, and Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com Sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Z, what are you drinking?
The worst vodka lemonade of all time.
Tell us more about the worst vodka lemonade of all time.
I don't know if there's lemonade in there. I remember trying to put some in, but there wasn't a whole lot of room left in the cup.
You're just like squeezing real lemon in there.
I love it. Yeah. I respect the hell out of it.
It's actually just a lemon peel that's in there, and then just a glass or cup of vodka.
Amazing.
And it, wow. Yeah, I can smell it, you know.
Hockey and liquor talk here on the Soda Pod. All right, now let's take a look at our individual rankings for the Atlantic. For the Atlantic division here.
Yeah, I mean, let's go bottom to top. Let's go to Micheletti first. Like, looking at all of these, is there an individual ranker that you just hate, or is there just a certain spot that someone placed a team that upsets you?
Your Florida pick at the top, but you know, like, it could pay off, but Tampa's just too good, I think.
Tampa's goalie is too good, you mean?
Yes.
Because if Tampa's goaltending was on the same level as the Florida Panthers or the Toronto Maple Leafs, that first spot is up for grabs, in my opinion.
Sure. Yeah.
I think Vasilevskiy's is an unbelievable goalie, and he definitely solidifies
I'll
that.
I'll comment on that initially here. So ultimately, I totally agree with Z that it's a little bit of a scary goaltending spot. But when you've got two guys like this, that you've got the up and comer in Knight, who you already said is going to be a guy in this league. And then you've got Bobrovsky, who is, everyone says, the hardest worker, a guy who has the pedigree, has shown really good years. You got these two fighting for starting net position. I think at some point one of them will rise to the top, and hopefully it's an acceptable goaltending coverage. I don't expect them to be Vasilevskiy, but I think the goaltending will end up working itself out as these two compete for the number one spot. And the rest of the team, I don't really have much for question marks, but I can certainly understand why people would be against my number one pick for the Panthers. Z, any individual person or individual team placement that you want to get upset about?
Well, just talking about the Florida goaltending again, my only thing is, like, what if one of, even if they're both playing well, what if one of Bob or Spencer Knight gets hurt? Then their, like, third is Christopher Gibson. You know, like, it's that's this division with their, like, the different forward lines in this division is murderer's row. The thing with Florida, though, like, they can outscore their problems. That, like, they are loaded up front now. So, like,
yeah, sorry, Wild fans who were all counting on Barkov being trade bait, because that's not fucking happening now.
No.
Motherfucker got it.
I will say this, though. You know, people say that too much, Z, that, like, oh, okay, well, they only have two goalies, so if one gets injured, then, you know, the third guy comes in and it all could fall out. Like, get the fuck out of here. Back in the day, goalies would play 70 games. Like, I'm sorry, that one goalie for, you know, one season.
Back in the day.
One season has to play a little bit more, has to play 10 games more than they usually would. Oh, big fucking whoop. Like, this is professional sports. Let's go.
Yeah, all right. Back in the day, we're going to fucking use like the 70s and 80s as like, well, I don't they know, did man. It then.
Jim Thomas flop around. Things hit me.
10 years ago, Luongo played like 70 fucking games. Canucks did pretty well.
Well, like, what's the point differential in like teams that make the playoffs versus teams that just miss? Like, no. Two games. So if you have to have like your third goalie in there for 12 games and he loses eight of them,
I'm
like,
saying,
there
fuck
you go.
The third goalie. Just whoever's healthy, you ride him out.
Yeah, perfect. So you want to ride out Bob if he's rocking like an 880 and a four goals against, or if you want to like throw that at Spencer Knight his first full year in the league, like, be my guest. I'm just saying, like, when you're ranking teams and like injuries are going to happen.
I'm just saying you're paying these guys well enough that they should be expected to do so every now and then. I just don't think
it's reasonable to expect fucking Spencer Knight to play 12 games in a row as a first year player. And he's already been hurt. So like, I'm just saying that's a very real possibility.
Okay.
And if he's the one that goes down and your tandem's Bob, who's rocking that 880 and a 3.7, like, and then it's him and Chris Gibson, who, like, I think he has maybe 30 games in the NHL, then you're fucked.
Well, then the 10 Florida Panthers fans can yell at me then.
I don't trust Toronto's goaltending at all either. They were the hardest team to pick. That's scary. I mean, Mrazek is not great.
And again, to your point, Z, like, if we want to play like speculation party here, dude, if Vasilevsky goes down, Tampa's fucked. Come on.
Who'd they bring in? They brought in what's his face?
Face is all you need to say.
Brian Elliott was like a fine backup until last year.
He's on his last legs. Yeah.
With like the worst defense and goaltending in the league. That was it. Watching the Flyers was
dreadful. Made me so
insane.
Happy.
Dude, like, I remember in the beginning of the year, the Bruins were down 3, like in the second period, and you're just sitting there like, yeah, I mean, they're going to come back. It's not a problem. No problem.
Z, I'm going to have you school me right now because I want to understand how we have 3 people on this poll who think Boston's number 2 in this division. Like, I think they've got okay forward groups, but moving Charlie Coyle up to the number 2 center, probably not ideal. Defense group is not awful, but like, I'm not putting them in the tops of the league. And then I think their goaltending is actually way better than I would have expected coming off of the news that we're not going to have a Tuukka Rask. But like, you and I are at the top of the list of people who think that Tuukka Rask is vastly underrated. Like, you can't discount his loss. How can you confidently say here that you think they're going to come number 2 with what we're looking at for this roster amongst this top 4 group that, like you said, could shuffle anywhere?
I think having the best line in hockey helps, and like, legitimately, like, no one, like, it's on, like, even in preseason, you're sitting there like it's preseason, but just like watching them go, it's insane. Like, it's like a joke. And now their power play, you add Taylor Hall, who looks like he is ready to have a career year again, preseason. So whatever, but their defense has been at the top of the league every single year. Like, they're top 5 every single year. You have Charlie McAvoy, who looks like primed to win a Norris Trophy. Mikey Riley, super underrated. People like need to appreciate
love
what
me
he
some
does.
Mikey Riley. Love me some Mikey Riley.
A lot of it's going to come down to what the pairs really look like, because they're really pushing for Forbert to play with McAvoy instead of Grizzlick. But like,
ooh, no,
the Grizzlick McAvoy pair last season was insane. Like, eye test, you look at their underlying numbers, it was fucking insane. The Bruins had the, like, when it was those two and then the Bergeron line on the ice at the same time, the Bruins literally had the puck 70% of the time and they scored at will. Like, it was, they were unstoppable. Yeah. So it's like, a lot of it's gonna ride on, can Charlie Coyle just be good? Which, again, he played in one preseason game and he looked unbelievable with Taylor Hall and Craig Smith. But then Their issues weren't really the top of the lineup. Their issues was depth. DeBrusque had his worst year ever. The third and fourth line was the revolving door of borderline, like, at times useless play. And then you bring in the Hall of Famer. You bring in Nick Foligno. You bring in Thomas Nosek. And now you have 4 lines that you can legitimately expect to at least put up good to reasonable offensive numbers. And I think Jake DeBrusque is about to have a big bounce back year. And then Linus Olmark's been in Buffalo. We'll see if he can get more comfortable. But Jeremy Swayman is the real deal. So he's been ridiculous since day one. He's been ridiculous since he was at Maine.
He's still not too grasped, but I agree with
you. No. He's a good guy. The thing. So, like, this is my whole thing with whenever people are talking about the Bruins. Like, well, Linus Olmark and Jeremy Swayman, they're not Tuukka Rask. Like, Charlie Coyle's not David Krejci. Whoever the fuck you were going to go get, they're not Tuukka Rask, and no one's going to be David. Like, that's not what they needed. They didn't need to, like, get another of those two guys. Like, that's just not how it's, because there's just two of them and that's it. So
they just need to be serviceable.
If they're serviceable, then the Bruins are fine. Because
and also Grizzlick, right?
Oh, he is unbelievable.
But what a Grizzlick. Name, right? Like no one Grizzlick, can actually read that, especially Ishan. There's no way you could read that and be like, that's Grizzlick.
Oh no, absolutely not.
I'm buddies with his brother. He is a beauty. Oh my god, that family rocks. His dad works at the garden, he's in the bull gang. So
nice,
just a beauty, just a bunch of beauties in that.
Shout
family.
Out the Grizzlicks.
Yeah, they have half the city of Boston's on the team. So, you know, but I'm very confident that they're gonna be. I don't really know what people expect of them outside of Boston because everyone thinks the Bruins are really good. Like everyone thinks they are, except for people that live in Boston. They think they suck. So it's amazing, really, the difference in perception of the team versus like reality and what outside like perception is. It's wildly different. But again, same thing with all four of these teams that we have in the top making the playoffs here. Like they have a huge range of possible outcomes. I'm leaning more towards the optimism side, partly because I can't stand miserable people in Boston being miserable because it's insane. It's fucking insane.
Oh man. All right, Isha, any big gripes you have with any individual person or any team placement on here that hasn't been covered?
Yes. I want to ask Isha a question though. Yes. I do. Montreal at seven.
Yeah. Fuck the Canadians. B, they don't have Carey Price come out of the season. They don't have Shea Weber for the entirety of the season. They lost Kotkaniemi. And realistically, they didn't.
And Pizza Man.
Oh, yes, yes. And Dano. They're arguably their
that's
top
the one
center.
That's the one. That's the
arguably
one
their top center. They're one of the
that's
best
their
shutdown. Yeah, one of their best. One of the best shutdown players in the National Hockey League. I think that they didn't go about the right way in replacing all those guys. I know Carey Price. It just dawned on us, and I wish him all the best. I hope he can come back. And if he doesn't come back, I hope that he finds peace in life and all that. I hope Shea Weber the same thing. I hope he doesn't have to deal with pain the rest of his life, whether he hangs up the skates or comes back. But the reality is, whether those two guys are veterans or not, they were the lifeline of this team. They were part of the culture of this team. They're part of the captaincy of this team. And not only that, but you're losing other, young talent in Kotkaniemi. You're losing your best center and the guy who really could shut down the elite of the elite in the National Hockey League in Dano. And I really don't believe that the Montreal Canadiens properly replaced those pieces. And even if they did, I didn't think that they were that good of a team. Yeah, they went to the Stanley Cup Finals. But if they were not in the Poutine division last year, they would have gotten absolutely destroyed. And I think that's what's going to happen to them in the Atlantic division as well. If Buffalo wasn't just what Buffalo is right now, I'd put them at the bottom of the division. Fuck the Habs.
I mean, I'm down with that. But
hell yeah.
Just feels low. Like below Detroit feels aggressive.
No, Detroit's going to do better.
I put them below Ottawa. I put them below Ottawa.
Ottawa's fun, though.
They're fun.
That's it. That's the show. Thank you, all of you, for tuning in on Google, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts from. The best thing you do for us this week, any week, is to give us 5 stars on iTunes and Apple Podcasts. And if you're a fan of hockey and you want more hockey podcasts, the season has started. Everybody's just making so much content on our website, thehockeypodcastnetwork.com is where you can find them. And on your app, please download the episode before you listen, whatever episode you listen to, as it just helps our business. For the next 3 Mondays after this, you will hear another division preview breakdown. Z, Micheletti, Hoppy, and I shooting the breeze about the NHL. So stay tuned for that. Reminder, tomorrow we have the Brewery Travels podcast. It's not on the Soda Pods feed. It will be on its own feed, so go check that out. Subscribe if you're a fan of craft beer. Brewery Travel, the Brewery Travels
podcast, rather. Don't forget to follow myself at VI Sports Talk. Again, you can follow the show on Twitter and Facebook at The Soda Pod. And honestly, by the time this podcast drops, well, if you're listening to this on the drive to work, it may not have dropped already, but if you're listening Tuesday night, Wednesday, go check us out and subscribe. Set those reminders on YouTube, The Soda Pod YouTube channel. It has begun. Support us as always at HockeyPodNen. If you want to follow Hoppy, you know where to find him most places. Signing off, I'm Isha Dromi alongside Alex Micheletti, Spoke Z, State of Hoppy. This has been The Soda Pod presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. I don't even need to ask if they're good. I know they're good. Hockey's back. You all should be good. So don't fear, just drink some beer and stay wild.